This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
It was a Bloody Mary's with Lindsay and Greta. And Greta, you've been teasing it all morning. Is it a metaphor? Is it a real hole in the glove? Tell us, please.
I wish it was a metaphor. We don't have a dishwasher, which doesn't really bother me because I quite enjoy doing the dishes. And our sink is positioned in such a way that I can see into our backyard.
Nice.
So I can watch, I love birds, so I can watch birds. At the moment, we've got this nice little native bird that's sort of eating out of some of the flowers in our backyard. So it's all very, you know, well, it's not quite romantic because I'm still doing the dishes, but it's still a nice experience. I have been a bit lazy with the dishes over the last few weeks because of the nature of the work that I've been doing. I've been working quite a bit. So normally if I have less work on day to day, I'll spend a bit of time in the kitchen giving it a bit of a spruce. But when I have more work on, I'm doing quicker and quicker, shorter and shorter dishes jobs, sometimes only washing the dish I'm about to use, which is by no means ideal, but it happens. Now, about a week ago, I noticed that the gloves that we were using had a hole in them, small enough that you could sort of get away with it. The water wasn't leaking in such a way that it was causing discomfort.
Do you, sorry, just a sidebar, do you wash your dishes with gloves on?
Absolutely. I get a not very pleasant condition in the nails if my hands are in water for too long. A, B, hot, soapy water's not good for your skin.
Okay.
So you're like, it isn't? it's not ideal.
Okay.
So I always wear rubber gloves. And it's to the extent, Lindsay, please don't laugh, I'll take them with me now if I'm going to an Airbnb because a lot of people don't have them. And you can get the water really hot and you can really do a good job of cleaning things if you're wearing gloves because you can make it the whole process a bit more intense. So discover a hole in the gloves, fine. Got to a point a couple of days ago where I was like, oh, this is burning my hands. Like the gloves are leaking to the point where the water is so hot now that as it seeps into the glove, it's too hot for my skin. So I'm thinking in my head, come on, Greta, you've got to go to the shops. You've got to get gloves. Mention it to Darius. We both sort of know that it's something we need to do, but we just keep forgetting about it.
If only I had a to-do list to put it on.
So yesterday, he does the dishes in the morning. And he turns to me and he says, oh, there's a hole in the gloves. And I was like, we've got it. Like, I'll get on to that. Must get on to that. But yesterday I had the famed two-day recovery because I went away with my friends for the weekend. I didn't drink much or do too much of anything because that's not really my style anymore. But because I'm a bit older, if I even have just a late night, it takes me 2 days to recover. So yesterday I am truly the most pathetic person in Melbourne. I can't get off the couch. Yes, I work from home. I'm here and you'll be like, oh, how late? No, often I work weekends. Like, so sometimes I'll take a weekday off.
Yeah.
Yesterday clearly had to be a day off for me. I was struggling. I messaged another friend. She was like, I'm not doing well either. I'm blaming it on getting older. So I can't face walking to the shops to get new gloves yesterday. So it gets to sort of the afternoon. I think, oh, I'll cook us some food. So I bulk cooked a casserole last week. So I need a certain pot to heat it up on the stove. So I go to get this pot and I'm like, oh, it's dirty. Oh, I better do the dishes. I think, I know the glove has a hole in it, but I'd rather wear some sort of glove to clean this pot. I grab the gloves, I put on the left one, fine. The left one's not the problem, it's the right one. Put on the left one, I put on the right one. I am not kidding. The hole that Darius described, he's like, the glove has a hole in it. Uh-uh. The entire middle finger was missing. So I pull my hands through and like my middle finger is just completely bare and I look into the bottom of the sink and a finger is just hovering in the sink and I'm like, is this his version of a hole? Like you said, it's so casually. Anyway, I since spoke to him, he's like, I don't remember it being that. So something's obviously happened. Like someone's put a knife into it. Like something's happened to chop the finger off this glove. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing this morning on the way home.
So did you wash the dishes? How did you wash the dishes with no middle finger?
Had to use my bare hands, Lindsay. Worst case scenario. I don't like doing it.
Mm.
Do you wash yours without gloves?
Well, now I do now, but maybe I will stop.
Yeah. I highly recommend not doing it.
Yeah.
You can get it because it's... Poof.
Okay. All right. I'll invest in some gloves.
A little bit safer as well if you're dealing with sharp knives.
That's true.
Just a dash bit of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Not really if they're hardcore, but... It's a risky world out there.
I know, and I'm so risk averse. I'm surprised that I haven't tried it already.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.